Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It was an emotional night for hundreds of people who gathered in Santaquin Park last night to honor the life of fallen officer Bill Hoosier.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage in the line of duty.
Those who spoke at Centennial Park included niece Ashley Dowd, who says he cherished his family. Fellow officers, including Hayden Hansen, tells KSL 5 he was their go-to guy.
He always had the right answer. Whenever you had a question, he was there to tell you exactly what you needed to do and help anyone that needed it.
Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson also spoke to the large crowd from all over Utah County, commending all officers for their bravery, recalling a time we encountered Sergeant Hoosier, stopping for what he thought would be a quick five-minute conversation. That turned out to be 45 minutes. That was the kind of man he was. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A group of wives married to police officers here in Utah are working to make ribbons to honor Sergeant Hoosier at his upcoming funeral. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Dan, the group got together last night to make black and blue ribbons with the goal of making enough for everyone who attends the funeral on Monday. Ashley Blake hosted last night's event. She tells KSL TV she wanted to do what they could to honor Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice.
It's a cathartic experience for us to work through this together and to make something that is an actual symbol of that support.
Another wife said they wanted to also support the Hoosier family after getting the call they described as every family member's worst nightmare. They say they deserve their gratitude and respect. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Stay with KSL News Radio for continuing coverage in the line of duty. As we cover the various stories related to fallen Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, we will have live team coverage of his memorial services that will take place Monday at 10 a.m. And you can read a lot more of our coverage on KSLNewsRadio.com.
In other news this morning, the president of Utah's NAACP says that prosecutors in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, have now set a dangerous precedent by not prosecuting the 18-year-old who police say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Tim, NAACP president over Idaho, Utah, and Nevada, Janetta Williams, says this March incident wasn't free speech, but hate speech. Coeur d'Alene's deputy city attorney declined to press charges, though, because he says comments are like this are protected under the Constitution. Williams says in a statement this will just happen again if no legal action is taken, and so she's urging the National Collegiate Athletics Association to move tournaments out of cities that have what she calls radical groups. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A storm system is blowing in this morning. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says there will be a few spotty rain showers, but the big deal will be the wind.
If you live bountiful northward, you're going to be looking at winds picking up around the lunch hour today. They'll be whipping with peak gusts anywhere from 35 to 50 miles an hour. Then again, another peak in the winds tomorrow morning early, Friday morning early, you'll see gusts anywhere from 40 to 50, maybe some outlying stronger gusts around 60 miles an hour.
He says the biggest gusts will be at the base of the canyons in northern Utah.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We had another night with tornadoes touching down in several states. In Tennessee, Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman is helping people find places to stay after multiple homes were ripped to pieces.
We committed a lot of resources to this event here, and I'm happy to say that it's just a wonderful thing to see all of the mutual aid that came under one command, and everybody that could do everything right, they did it right. We're still working to remove a lot of debris that has occurred.
Four people were injured by that tornado.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, if you're trying to travel on I-15, there's a crash in Lehigh off to the left, slowing you down near SR-92. Additional delays on the freeway around 215 in Murray. And southbound slowdowns coming out of Davis County on I-15 between 215 and the turn to I-80 in Salt Lake City. I think that's people that are sticking with I-15 so they can grab that ramp to go west towards the airport, because you can't do it off of 215 until later this afternoon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Salt Lake City is dealing with another spike in people ripping copper wires right out of streetlights. David Pearson oversees the streetlights for Salt Lake City and says the biggest problem is public safety. Thieves are cutting live wires, which is very dangerous.
When the lights go out, of course, there's safety issues for pedestrians, vehicles, bicyclists. The last time they hit us at the 9th East and 9th South intersection, they also took out the traffic signal. So there's another safety concern.
Get this. Pearson says this fiscal year they've already spent more than $800,000 to repair the damage.
A young family in Eagle Mountain says they are grateful to be alive after a fire destroyed their home on Sunday. Lindsay Ricosi exclusively tells KSL-TV it's tough to think they don't have much left.
How do you tell a two-year-old you don't have a home? That's been the hardest part.
She and her husband say they love their neighborhood and they plan to rebuild in the same spot. There are some accounts designed to help the family posted on the KSL-TV website.
We talked a lot of hockey lately, but Salt Lake City has been named the best mid-sized city in the country for basketball fans.
A new study from Wallet Hub looks at 21 different factors in determining the best places for fans.
You can build lists like that however you want, depending on which criteria you choose, right? But I think we're pretty spirited fans. We get into it, we cheer loud, and care about the team. So I wouldn't say that's entirely inaccurate.
Colin was heading into the Jazz store to pick up something. He calls himself a fan, but doesn't let it ruin his night if the team loses. Rounding out the top five mid-sized cities in the Wallet Hub study are Durham, North Carolina, and Arbor, Michigan, Norman, Oklahoma, and Syracuse, New York. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
We have some usual spots of slowing in the morning drive, northbound I-15 from Midvale to Murray, for instance. We'll check it all coming up next.
In the line of duty, Santa Quinn residents are doing everything they can to honor the fallen officer.
We take comfort in the outpouring of support.
His family knows, like, we are all behind them.
All this week on KSL News Radio.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We've all got those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. For you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, reliable connection in every room, and power for all of your devices, even when everyone is online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through June 21st, new customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Have winter conditions damaged your parking lot, asphalt, or concrete surfaces? Call GoPave Utah and get on their schedule. GoPaveUtah.com.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop, and they start at only $29 a month. And it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
KSL News Time, 8:09. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Been a fairly good morning, Andy.
Yeah, we've had a good morning up till now. We are seeing some delay between Midvale and Murray on North 15, but the slowing coming into downtown on the northbound side's cleared. Traffic in Tooele County, SR 36 back to the speed limit, but Mountain View still got delays in West Valley at 3500 South. Aubrey?
We do have some southbound slowing. This is if you are coming out of Woods Cross and North Salt Lake area and going into downtown Salt Lake City. And if you are a little bit further north in Roy, between Riverdale and Roy, there is a little bit of southbound slowing there as well on I-15. Eric?
We got a crash northbound I-15 approaching SR-92 in Utah County. This is over against the left barrier, and people are using the HOV lane to get by there. And so delays are kind of minimal. You've got bigger delays as you go from 1600 North and Orm through Linden up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit, getting over to the freeway. Pretty slow on Pioneer Crossing as you head eastbound from Saratoga Springs over to American Fork. Don't miss Durden's Appliances Memorial Day Sale. Get special pricing and rebates on single appliances or whole kitchen packages. Durden's also offers next day delivery on Fifth South and Bountiful or durdensappliance.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, temperatures up 10 degrees from yesterday. We'll go for 64 this afternoon, partly cloudy skies, and east winds downsloping for the northern Wasatch Front. 44 overnight, partly cloudy skies, east winds continuing north of Salt Lake City. We'll go 67 by tomorrow afternoon, partly cloudy and a slight chance for a shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Yeah, if you're in Davis or Weber County, make sure you secure things midday today because those winds are going to be nasty. Right now, 47 in Salt Lake City.
Utah ranks number 10 in the country for teacher salaries. I think we used to be at the bottom.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's higher than most people probably expect.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that with Debbie Dujanovic just ahead.
Remember to follow us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The way to avoid more emergencies as a homeowner is to have regular tune-ups to all the expensive equipment in your house. They're really reasonable. I call Superior Water and Air. They do a regular checkup on my air conditioner and, you know, before the winter on my furnace. They do a regular checkup on my home standby generator, you know, those kinds of things so that I extend the life of those expensive pieces of equipment as long as possible.
Yeah, and so maybe today is the day to establish that relationship with Superior Water and Air, unless you're lucky enough to have a, you know, cousin, son, brother-in-law, or something that's a plumber. But those are the people you trust, right?
Yeah.
So start making that relationship today with Superior Water and Air, and they can do so much more than just check your plumbing. I think most people just couch all of their work as plumbing work, but it's not.
So many other things.
You're heating and air. You have a standby home generator.
Yeah, right. They do water purifiers.
Water
they do air purifiers. And trust, what Tim said is a key word, because you and I aren't experts in this area. We don't know. We have to trust the expert to not upsell us something we don't need. I trust Superior Water and Air.
And they have taught me through the years to look for certain things that may tip off the fact that you've got a dying machine somewhere in your house. Here's the number to call, 801-974-9090.
Or go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
Achieving the extraordinary, getting things done. That's the Utah way. And that's Brad Wilson. He delivered the biggest tax cut Utah's ever seen, keeping more money in your pocket. And on the Second Amendment, when others caved, Brad Wilson stood tall, enacted constitutional carry. Wilson stood up to the EPA, sued Joe Biden to protect Utah's energy industry, and won. And when others backed down on illegal immigration, Wilson didn't buckle. He banned sanctuary cities. In the U.S. Senate, he'd bring the Utah way to Washington, taking Joe Biden's agenda head on. That's why over 60 mayors, 22 sheriffs, and leading conservatives across Utah are supporting Brad Wilson for U.S. Senate. Because Brad Wilson's the tested, trusted Utah conservative for U.S. Senate. Join them and thousands more supporting Brad Wilson at electbradwilson.com.
I'm Brad Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Wilson for Senate.
With Soda Weight Loss, it's fun, easy, and exciting to knock out big fat loss numbers week after week. I let go of 70 pounds in 5 months, and I was feeling pretty impressed with myself. Then I heard from Chuck.
I let go of about 120 pounds in about 1 year.
Being overweight comes with a whole laundry list of side effects, and none of them are good.
There was times like putting on socks and shoes, you'd be a little winded bending down.
But now?
When people see me, they're just shocked. You know, they always ask you, like, what'd you do?
What makes soda so effective is you have your own personal nutritionist to help you. Trying to navigate the grocery store or figure out a menu? They're just a text away with real solutions to help you stay on track so you can let go of the weight at home, at work, or wherever you are. That accountability to another person makes all the difference.
These guys, I don't think I would have done it on my own if I didn't have their support.
So go to sodaweightloss.com. That's SOTAweightloss.com and find out for yourself. Soda is, say it with me, state of the art.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
hundreds turned out last night for a candlelight vigil in Santaquin in honor of fallen police officer Sergeant Bill Hoosier. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, Utah's NAACP says prosecutors in Idaho were wrong to not prosecute the 18-year-old accused of yelling racial slurs at the U of U's women's basketball team.
Third, a check of traffic and weather together.
Well, the slowing is cleared from the crash on North 15 in Lehigh, but there's some backups now on northbound 15 going from Orem to Pleasant Grove. Southbound coming out of Davis County, everyone's staying on I-15 because they want to grab the westbound 80 ramp towards the airport in Tooele instead of going over to the West Belt like they normally would. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the mid-60s today with east winds picking up. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 46 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Former President Trump's attorneys now in the middle of their cross-examination this morning in New York. Let's get the latest from ABC News.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Stormy Daniels is back on the stand. The adult film actress is being cross-examined by Donald Trump's legal team in his criminal hush money trial. Before heading into the courtroom, the former president, in his usual hallway comments, told reporters,
"This is purely and simply election interference. There is no case. So that's the way it is. But here we sit after 2.5 weeks, and I think you'll see some very revealing things today."
Another one of Trump's cases, meantime, is on hold. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Trump's trial over his handling of classified documents is indefinitely postponed. Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, has spent months considering legal questions without ruling on them. And she said she needs more time to resolve myriad and interconnected issues.
Republican Congressman Mike Johnson is still Speaker of the House, despite fellow Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt at a motion to vacate. Johnson survived with the help of Democrats. ABC's Rachel Scott is on Capitol Hill.
Sources tell me that Donald Trump called Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene over the weekend. He told her to back off of this effort. She went forward with it anyway. Minutes after the vote, the former president said that disunity could be portrayed as chaos, and that's the last thing that Republicans need in an election year. Democrats are making no promises that they would step in and save Johnson if this comes up again.
President Biden telling CNN that the U.S. will withhold certain weapons from Israel if the planned widespread invasion of Rafah goes forward.
The president says the U.S. will still continue to provide for Israel's defense, like the Iron Dome missile system, but after months of urging Israel to do more to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, President Biden is adamant if Netanyahu invades Rafah, the U.S. will not supply offensive weapons to Israel.
ABC's Mary Bruce. More dangerous weather marching across the South. Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and Tennessee could be in line for winds and possibly tornadoes today. This is ABC News.
Been interesting this morning, Amanda, to have this reporting on comparing teacher salary state to state. And I think we were both surprised that Utah actually came in number 10 on this list. And Debbie Dujanovic is here. I guess you're going to be talking about it today.
Yep. Could not afford to be a teacher. National Education Association just put out a new report. It says the starting teacher pay in Utah is $49,555 a year. Now, some local school districts along the Wasatch Front are paying a lot more than that, starting at about $58,000, some as high as $60,000 a year. Still can't afford to be a teacher even at that, because according to the National Education Association, the minimum living wage in Utah is $65,000 a year. So you're going financially backward probably for most of your life. And I'm looking at this Pew Research study. It shows that teachers who were surveyed said their schools were severely understaffed. They were extremely overwhelmed with their jobs. 52% had suffered, or 68% had suffered from verbal abuse. 40% had been violently confronted by students. What's the point of being a teacher? I don't. First of all, you can't afford to financially survive. And second of all, why would you want to put yourself through that? I don't know what the solutions are to save this profession when so much seems to be going wrong.
And so much rides on it.
So much rides on it. That's a great. And you are a substitute teacher,
yeah.
Amanda.
So much rides on these people. And yet they're not making a wage high enough to live.
Do you have any quick thoughts on how we fix this?
I am afraid that we're going to lose teachers because of this situation. And we need them desperately.
The Utah Education Association says that 45 to 50% of teachers leave within the first 5 years for a variety of reasons.
Not because of money necessarily, but the way they're treated.
Well, you can't afford to go financially backwards and be abused by students. Mm-hmm. Plus you add parents to that. I think we're in a real mess, and we're going to put a real fine point and a microscope on this situation today on the David Dujanovic Show.
But let's not ignore the fact that we're making progress. We've actually had some gains here, haven't we?
Okay, glasses half full, guy.
Okay.
Yes, we have. And in fact, my co-host Dave Noriega is doing some research on that right now, saying
I think we used to be last.
We used to be last, and we put a lot of money toward education. I'm just not sure it's enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at that, too.
Look forward to it. David Dujanovic coming up top of the hour, 9 o'clock here on KSL.
Let's get a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, we've got slow spots right now, including a crash on the collector ramp from northbound I-15 to go to 215. The crash itself, they just pulled it back into traffic. It was closer to 7200 south on the collector than it was to 90th, but you were backed up from the main flow of I-15 all the way up to the crash site. We do have slowdowns on the main flow of the freeway, crossing 215 and up towards 53rd south of Murray, like we see every day about this time. Aubrey?
Southbound slowing right now from the north interchange over to about I-80 in downtown Salt Lake City. This is on southbound I-15. Other than that, I-15 is moving pretty good. You have about a 20-minute drive from Ogden into North Salt Lake. If you're on Highway 89, Legacy Parkway, or Davis Corridor, things looking really good there. Eric.
I-15 in Utah County, we've got a couple of crashes northbound. One's causing more delays than the other one. That one with more delays is in Linden. It's over on the right shoulder. And you've got slowdowns from about 1600 north up to just before the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. And then further up the line, you got a crash right before Timpanogos Highway that's over up against the left barrier. Getting over to the freeway, you just got your usual issues on Pioneer Crossing, more so there than on 2100 north this morning. Spring has sprung, so it's time to shop IFA's Spring Flowers Sale. Now through May 19th, visit your local IFA or shop ifacountrystores.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. We're up to 64 today, partly cloudy skies, and windy out of the east, north of Salt Lake City. 67 tomorrow, windy again north of Salt Lake, partly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower. Mostly sunny skies on your Saturday, up to 71. 75 for Mother's Day looks perfect and mostly sunny. We keep those mostly sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday. Highs in the mid and upper 70s. We'll go 75 partly cloudy by next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Lots of clouds out there this morning, 45 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
This is interesting, a text we just got. The answer to the teacher problem is for parents to start parenting again and teach their kids to be more respectful and for adults to be more respectful and lead by example. I'd give an amen to that.
Yeah. Here's another texter. I'm not surprised we're getting this sentiment either. They said, are you kidding me about teacher pay? State of Utah employee, lead technician, $32,000 a year. I wish I made $49,000, let alone $58,000.
Yeah, I'm sure. The feelings like that, too.
Yeah.
We'll talk about more of it coming up on David Dujanovic. You can text us your input if you like at 57500.
I'm Jason Walton, the only Republican political outsider running for the United States Senate. Are you tired of paying more but getting less? Food, gas, interest rates, they've all gone up. Sending more career politicians to Washington is not the solution. They're the problem. They're addicted to spending money we don't have on things we don't need. They're causing inflation as the federal debt goes up and the value of our money goes down. My opponents are big spending career politicians. Trent Staggs, 11 years politicking. Brad Wilson, 14 years. And John Curtis, as a Democrat, began 24 years ago. I'll stop runaway inflation by forcing politicians to spend only what we give them by passing a balanced budget amendment within 2 terms, or I won't run for re-election. If the other candidates won't make you that promise, then they care more about their careers than about our country. I'm Jason Walton, a candidate for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jason Walton for Senate.
Join Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors for Retire Right Radio, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's Retire Right Radio with Mike Stevens, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Tonight on KSL.
In 1 year, we had over 2 dozen weapons brought onto the school campuses.
So as Utah schools search for safety solutions, is AI the answer?
There are always a lot of big claims.
KSL looks at 3 tech systems being tested in Utah schools right now.
It's constantly evolving.
To see if the cost is worth the payoff.
This has to work when people are full of adrenaline.
School security, testing AI tech. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
There's a race going on inside your body, and sometimes the bad guys, otherwise known as arthritis, get there first. That's when the joint pain kicks in.
Your healing process is just too slow and just can't catch up, and it needs just a little bit of help from QC Kinetics.
That's Dr. Daniel Zuckerman, a QC Kinetics medical director.
We all know that you can heal yourself. If you get a cut, it heals on its own. Your joints are no different. We can take the healing properties from your blood, concentrate them down, and put them in the spot that you need the help. It's amazing. Your body can heal itself.
At QC Kinetics, that's called regenerative medicine. No surgery or steroids, just lasting relief, the natural way.
The fact that we can treat them without surgery, but using their own body's natural healing process, without medications, without steroids, without surgery, it's just amazing.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Dave and Dujanovic.
I was shocked that there were no charges for the 18-year-old that apparently shouted a racial slur at the University of Utah basketball team a few months ago in Idaho. We've got the 6-page memo from police that tells us what happened. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Let's get a look at the markets. They're mixed right now. The Dow is up 156, which is 0.4%. We're back over 39,000, so that's good. 39,220. S&P is up 8, the NASDAQ down 10.
Here's some good news. That northbound crash in Linden has been cleared if you're on I-15 in Utah County. We'll check traffic and weather together in 2 minutes.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you'll never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Spring is a great time to elevate the look of your home and landscape by adding beautiful flowers to the yard and patio. And pros and hobbyists alike know that the best flowers are grown by Olson's Greenhouse, right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for over 80 years. That's four generations of a local, family-run Utah business. So whether you're looking to add a pop of color to the back patio or a beautiful flower bed to the front landscape, flowers from Olson's Greenhouse are the perfect finishing touch to make your yard a joy to relax in. Stop by OGG.com or find us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you'll find inspiring photos to get you going on your flower gardening journey. You can also find a local retailer carrying plants from Olson's Greenhouse. That's OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you can dream big, dream bold, and dream in color with beautiful plants and flowers from Olson's Greenhouse.
KSL News Time, 8:29. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy?
Tim, we've got big delays on Redwood Road right now trying to get to 215. Looks like we may have a crash Redwood near 6200 South, or at least just north of the intersection, because traffic is just inching along towards 215. They cleared the crash on the transition ramp between North 15 and 215, but there's still some slowing on that collector. And we've got some slowing on SR 201 at 7200 West, but otherwise all clear along the 201 freeway. Aubrey?
Still a little bit of southbound slowing. This is just after the north interchange on southbound I-15 and heading into downtown Salt Lake City. I think that's just due to the extra amount of people that need to get onto I-80 and aren't able to do it from 215 there. And if you are trying to get up to the Capitol on Victory Road, that's still pretty congested through that area. Eric.
Well, we're still registering some delays northbound I-15 going through Linden, but I'm not seeing it. The crash is pulled off, and it looks like everything's going back to normal speeds. The rest of the way to Point of the Mountain, if you're in Utah County, is looking good. So get a little bit more congested over on 500 West in Provo between 300 South and 800 North. And you've got your usual slowdowns on 2100 North now, eastbound from Redwood Road over to the freeway if you're in the north part of the county. Planning a kitchen remodel this spring? See the latest in stunning quartzite kitchen counters from Bedrock Quartz, with six locations across Utah and a new Park City location opening this week. BedrockQuartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the weather forecast says a high today of about 64 degrees with some clouds, 67 tomorrow. Right now it's 46 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Voters' trust in the election process has become a point of discussion in Utah and around the country. One group has ideas for how to restore that trust.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Pew Research Center shows Republicans gained trust in elections after former President Donald Trump won in 2016, but that trust fell after he lost in 2020.
And vice versa, you know, there was kind of a change from on the Democrat side when Biden won that their trust jumped.
Sutherland Institute Chief of Growth Derek Monson says it could help to make voting more simple.
If we go and vote in an election center, you know, we have to wait in a long line. Is it easy to get in and process your ballot? If you vote by mail, are there issues?
Monson adds that it's important for the public to know the many security measures in elections so they can have faith in the process. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Mistrust in our election system is taking a toll on some of our biggest election workers.
Taylor Morgan, partner at Morgan May Public Affairs and one of our KSL at Night hosts, says county clerks are already asked to do a lot between elections, auditing for many of them, all, he says, without a salary to reflect the skill it takes to do that job.
You throw on top of that some, you know, unnecessary, unbased political drama, and I think it does become a little too much for a lot of our county election officials.
Taylor says worries of election fraud in Utah are unfounded, calling our state the gold standard for election security. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Now, the White House is facing criticism on both sides of the political aisle for his decision to pause a shipment of weapons to Israel. ABC's Martha Raddatz is following the story.
They do want some influence on Prime Minister Netanyahu and others in Israel, and they haven't really gotten that. Month after month, they said, no, we're not going to consider that, not anything we considered now. So you really don't know what they will do in the future if this continues and the U.S. continues to be unhappy about it. And remember those protests. President Biden is getting a lot of pushback for the U.S. support of the war in Gaza, and he is weighing that as well.
The Pentagon confirmed they paused a shipment of 3,500 weapons, most of those bombs. The president says they will continue to supply Israel with shipments of Iron Dome rocket interceptors.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says the pandemic ended a long time ago, and the federal workers who are still working from home should be back at the office. Here's KSL News Radio's Michael Commit.
Senator Romney, along with Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, are upset at the number of federal agency buildings that seem really empty, according to the Deseret News. Whether we live in a pandemic era or not, a federal personnel management survey published with the Federal Times found at least 70% of federal employees occasionally work remotely instead of heading into the office. A new bill would limit that, but unions for federal workers are pushing back, saying the ability to work remotely promotes healthier workers. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Wall Avenue is getting some much-needed upgrades. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
UDOT will be repaving the roads and replacing some sidewalks. The busy road connects Ogden, Riverdale, and Harrisville. Construction will be between Riverdale Road and 25th Street and from 22nd Street to US 89. UDOT says to expect lane shifts, closures, and delays in the areas during the day, but they will try to keep most construction tonight. The project will continue all summer and into the fall. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Andy's here with your first look traffic.
Well, things have calmed down a little bit. We still have a few slow spots. I-15 from Orem to Pleasant Grove. That's still slow from when we had a crash earlier, which is now gone. And there's still a little bit of slowing on the transition from I-15 to 215. But the big problem in the Salt Lake Valley is a crash Redwood Road near 6200 South and all that road work near 215. And it's got traffic backed up all the way to the top of the hill in West Jordan on Redwood. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A group of people in West Valley City are trying to find a way to save their performing arts center after the city determined it needs to close because it needs costly repairs. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
With over 2,200 and counting supporters joining the Facebook group dedicated to saving the West Valley Performing Arts Center, Kate Rufner believes there's another way.
I don't think anybody's operating in bad faith here. I do, however, wonder if they have considered all angles and if they have considered these things that maybe they weren't aware of.
Rufner and eight speakers attended this week's West Valley Council meeting to voice their feelings on the lack of communication to the staff from top to bottom and offer other ways to save their theater. They plan to attend next week's meeting, and the city manager who made the decision said he was open to discuss. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Turns out it makes a difference which day you book your airfare. The travel website Upgraded Points says buying on a Saturday can actually cost you an extra couple hundred bucks or more per flight. They say typically booking on Monday or Tuesday gives you the most savings, but the prices fluctuate between airlines.
Dog owners here in Utah are being warned to be aware of a rise in parvo. Parvo is a virus that can be dangerous, especially for young dogs.
And then it attacks their intestines. If it gets really bad, it can get into their bone marrow and can be really quite serious.
Davis Mobile Veterinary Services Dr. Amanda Vockler says the virus is often spread to other dogs through droppings. She suggests getting your dog vaccinated because antibiotics are not effective against parvo.
We found out that former First Lady Michelle Obama went undercover at the King's English Bookstore during her stop in Salt Lake last Thursday. She secretly signed copies of her books being sold there, and she shared the experience on her Instagram.
It was so much fun. Got some great reading for my upcoming trips. It's beautiful. World, consider that a very successful adventure.
Obama was here as one of the speakers at the Qualtrics Summit. The former First Lady has done other secret visits, it turns out, to bookshops around the country.
Northbound Redwood Road is blocked at 6200 South. Traffic's being diverted there. We'll figure out what's going on coming up next.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Debbie is the voice of reason, and Dave reminds me of my little brother. Well-spoken, and they're a great team together.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
I never thought about being a donor, but when my daughter Susie was born with enlarged kidneys, it was an immediate concern. Lots of doctor appointments and getting educated on what we'd be facing for years to come. 14 years later, the day came when we were told that Susie would need a kidney transplant to save her life. She is here today because of a beautiful family that gave life.
Go to donorconnect.life and read about what it takes to become a donor. Did you know many people think that they're too old and not in good enough health to be a donor? This is far from the truth. If you were told that you could save a life for someone close to you, would you do it? What if it was just to save a life? Finding out more on why you should become a donor is pretty easy. DonorConnect.life can walk you through the process and what it takes to simply sign up. Check yes to become a donor when you renew your driver's license. Give hope, heal life. DonorConnect.life.
Spend time with the ones you love in the most unique dining experience in Utah. Five Alls Restaurant. Five stars, five courses, full of history and tradition. Open Thursday through Saturday. Visit fivealls.com.
That's right. It's me again. And I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton, the best place to shop for Mother's Day, where they have something special for every mom, and of course, at a special price. Right now, all hanging baskets are 20% off, all flats of flowering bedding plants are just $22.98, and all 4.5-inch geraniums are 20% off too. That's incredible! J&J Garden Center definitely has the best products at the best price. So give mom something special this Mother's Day with a special purchase from J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
8:39, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
We may have to call this emergency traffic. We've got a pretty bad crash that's blocking all traffic on northbound Redwood Road. The crash is just before the 215 on-ramps for northbound Redwood. But crews are blocking you at 6200 South. You won't be able to go through the intersection. This is why we have such a big delay along 6200 and on northbound Redwood. And southbound Redwood, because you're really restricted as to what you can do. This is all near 215 and Redwood in Taylorsville. If you need to access the freeway, you're going to have to find another route. Some people are going down 7200 South towards I-15. Otherwise, you're going to have to work your way up to 5400 South some other way. Aubrey?
Southbound I-15 is moving pretty good from Ogden to North Salt Lake. And then once you get to the North Interchange, you are going to start seeing brake lights until you get into downtown Salt Lake City. Also, if you are on Victory Road heading southbound there as well up towards the Capitol, that's pretty slow there as well. And the other city street that I'm seeing that's a little bit slow right now, this is in Clearfield area. It's on 2000 West between 800 North and 300 North. Eric.
If you're heading into the mountains this morning, I-80 looking pretty good out to Park City, US 189 through Provo Canyon, no problems there. Down in Utah County, I-15 is slowing up going through Linden. We had a crash there earlier. That's been cleared, and you got another patch of slowing approaching SR 92, also a crash there. But from that point all the way to downtown, delays are minimal, just a touch of it, going past 3300 South in South Salt Lake. Get mom the best Mother's Day gift ever, a Minky Couture blanket. Save 50% using promo code KSL50 in stores and online at MinkyCouture.com. The best Mother's Day gift ever. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low pressure dropping into place for South Central Utah. That means flow out of the east. We'll see downsloping east winds for the northern Wasatch Front. Temperatures in the mid-60s and partly cloudy skies. Overnight, 44, continuing with the east winds. Tomorrow, 67 the high, partly cloudy, and a slight chance for a shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy out there this hour, 46 degrees.
I would have thought former President Trump would have been able to talk Marjorie Taylor Greene out of her effort to oust the speaker, but it didn't work.
Yeah, you wonder.
She just went right ahead and tried to oust him anyway.
Even knowing that it had no chance at all even getting to the floor.
Stephen Portnoy has more to share with us about that coming up next.
Stay with us and remember to listen for streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Jake and Nate from Advanced Window Products were in the studio yesterday afternoon, and you guys are back. Why?
Hey, we want to extend that offer that we had for your listeners yesterday of $3,000 off 10 or more windows. So those of you that were not able to listen yesterday, we're going to extend that. All you have to do is call today. Call, get on that schedule, and we're going to give you $3,000 off 10 or more windows.
Advanced Window Products is a company that's been doing business for 38 years in Salt Lake City. Your opportunity to get new windows that'll enhance the look of your home, your number one asset, and will cut your energy bills, perhaps most important, right? They do cut your energy bills.
Yeah, the energy savings will be significant.
Advanced Window Products offers financing as low as $170 a month. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. Call now, 801-850-9100, 801-850-9100, advancedwindowsusa.com.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221, or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
UDOT Construction Alert. Plan ahead as the northbound I-215 on-ramp to the airport will be closed Friday to Tuesday for bridge maintenance. Plan extra time for an alternate route.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a political expert says undue mistrust in our election system is leading more election workers to walk away. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, former First Lady Michelle Obama made an undercover visit to the King's English Bookstore in Salt Lake last week to sign her books.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Well, Redwood Road's closed right now between 6200 South and I-215 because of a really bad crash. It's only the northbound direction that's closed. But there's southbound delays as well as northbound backups. In fact, don't go north of 70 south on Redwood if you don't want to get caught in this massive backup. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running warmer than yesterday into the mid-60s, partly cloudy, and yes, east winds for the northern Wasatch. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Looks like a very contentious cross-examination continues in the former President Trump trial in New York.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stormy Daniels is testifying again right now in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The defense team continuing its cross-examination as a lot of those backing Donald Trump appear in the courtroom. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
When she spoke about it on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper, he said, so this was consensual. She goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And even the suggestion that it might not have been drew objections from the defense. But they have to be careful on cross-examination. If they go too far into it, it risks bringing the jury right back into those questions and right back into that hotel suite that Stormy Daniels described so vividly.
President Biden telling CNN if Israel that U.S. will not send offensive weapons to Israel if they proceed with their planned widespread incursion into Rafah. Another wave of dangerous storms begins washing over parts of the South later on today. This is ABC News.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson was quickly shut down by a combination of Republicans and Democrats.
ABC News' Stephen Portnoy joined us this morning to elaborate.
Former President Trump urged her not to do it, but she did it anyway last night, and it went down to defeat. The House voted 359 to 43 with seven members voting present to set the motion on the table, which means that it doesn't move forward, it dies. Now, look, you had 196 Republicans voting against Marjorie Taylor Greene, but importantly, as you note, 163 Democrats joining with the Republicans. You had 11 Republicans, however, voting with Marjorie Taylor Greene, or 10 plus Greene. So in the end, there were not even a dozen Republicans who were willing to vote to oust Johnson. But, you know, with the margin as thin as it is, if the Democrats had joined with those 11, well, then Johnson would have been in jeopardy. And in the end, the decision was made for Democrats not to allow the House to plunge into the chaos we saw for 3 weeks last fall when Democrats were happy to see Kevin McCarthy go.
I'd say it was quite a visual with the split screen. There was 10 or 12 Republicans on the steps of the Capitol while she was speaking, and one of them made a comment that stuck with me. They said, there's just too many show ponies, not enough workhorses here today. Was this a campaign speech?
I think that there are incentives for members of Congress like Marjorie Taylor Greene to try to capture the nation's attention. And she accomplished that last night, and she continues this morning. Last night, as she stood on the House floor, you heard the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle booing, particularly her fellow Republicans booing her. And she said that that's the uniparty speaking. Her argument is that Republicans and Democrats have somehow teamed up to collaborate against the interests of the American people. Now, how it is that Marjorie Taylor Greene herself has divined what the American people deserve, need, and want is up to her to explain. But you had 359 of her colleagues voting against her motion yesterday, both sides of the aisle standing up. And the former president, Donald Trump, issued a statement on his Truth Social platform saying that while he loves Marjorie Taylor Greene and she's got spirit, she's got fight, quote, if we show disunity, which will be portrayed as chaos, it will negatively affect everything.
The former president says Mike Johnson is a good man, and he's trying very hard. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Coming up on 8:49, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Looks like Redwood Road there in Taylorsville, a spot to avoid, Andy.
Yeah, if you need to go from West Jordan into Taylorsville, Redwood's not the way to do it. After the 70th South intersection, you're going to get stuck in northbound backups because they're diverting you at the 6200 South intersection. There's huge delays coming down the hill. 6200 South's actually backed up from Benyon Junior High all the way to Redwood Road. So area to avoid. There's already a lot of delay on 2700 West now for people going up to 54th. It's just a big headache. Southbound is open, but pretty backed up as well from the Target on 215 all the way through 6200 South. Aubrey?
Still seeing some southbound slowing. This is after the North Interchange and heading into downtown Salt Lake City on southbound I-15. The rest of I-15 all the way from Ogden into North Salt Lake, that's moving right along. No delays there. I am seeing a little touch of eastbound slowing if you are up on going through Reber Canyon on I-84 just as you're going into Mountain Green. Eric?
If you're eastbound over on Pioneer Crossing, getting over to the freeway, we do have some slowdowns as you come close to American Fork this morning. 2100 North, some slowing there as well. Eastbound from Redwood over to 2300 West. And I-15, just some spots of slowdowns all the way between Utah and Salt Lake counties if you're heading to downtown. Save $70 instantly on Cooper Tires now through May 12th at your locally owned and operated Big O Tires. Plus, coming for all your service needs. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts with 60s, finishes with 70s. Partly cloudy today, and we've got those east winds cranking for the northern Wasatch Front. Highs in the mid-60s. 67 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance for a shower. East winds diminishing into the latter end of Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny, 71. Time to celebrate Mom on Sunday. Weather looks perfect, 75, mostly sunny. 77, mostly sunny skies on Monday. We drop it back to 76 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 75, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's cloudy and 48 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I'll tell you what, if the text line is any indication of Dave and Dujanovic's conversation about teacher pay today, it's going to be spirited,
yes,
to say the least.
People feel very strongly.
It has been blowing up over the last half hour since Debbie was here, and so we did move up to number 10 in the country, evidently, when they compare state by state.
Yeah.
So that's an improvement.
I sense a lot of resentment from people about this discussion,
well,
because
the
they make less than the average teacher.
Yeah, and the idea that everybody should get paid a livable wage no matter what your job is, a lot of people are pushing back on because it's tough to get a livable wage at any job these days. So we'll look forward to the conversation and turn it over to Dave and Debbie coming up at the top of the hour. Stay right there.
Hello, I'm Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. Our skyrocketing national debt is the greatest risk to the American dream. We can fix America's debt crisis, but not with politicians who are more worried about their next election than America's next generation. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. Did you know that we offer three distinct styles of gutter protection, each one meant to handle a specific leaf problem? You might not even know there are different styles of gutter protection, but there are. And if you pick the wrong one, it could be a huge waste of money. Now, the big gutter guard companies won't tell you this. They try to sell you a one-size-fits-all gutter guard, and it could be completely wrong for the amount and types of trees and leaves you have. Not RGS Exteriors. We understand which kind of leaf problem needs which kind of gutter guard. We'll do an in-depth evaluation to assess the types, locations, and numbers of trees in your yard. Based on that data, we match your home to the right gutter guard. So don't risk wasting money on the wrong gutter protection. For a free evaluation and estimate, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110 or rgsexteriors.com.
Revere Health is dedicated to making healthcare easier and more accessible by offering the latest technologies to improve the patient experience. We offer convenient telehealth appointments so you can receive care from the comfort of your own home. We also offer an online patient portal called Follow My Health that enables you to manage your healthcare online. When you download the Follow My Health app, you can exchange direct messages with your doctor, view lab and test results as soon as they are available, renew prescriptions, and review upcoming appointments. If you're ready to schedule your annual physical for 2024, we've made that easier too. Revere Health now offers the ability to schedule appointments online for primary care and select specialties. Visit our website at reverehealth.com to learn more or to schedule your next appointment online. Through these convenient solutions, Revere Health demonstrates its commitment to quality, patient-centric care every day. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Dave and Dujanovic.
I was shocked that there were no charges for the 18-year-old that apparently shouted a racial slur at the University of Utah basketball team a few months ago in Idaho. We've got the 6-page memo from police that tells us what happened. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. China isn't slowing down imports from the U.S. They actually climbed 9% from a year ago.
Airbnb shares are dropping despite the company making some mega money. Profits more than doubled last quarter to $264 million. That's up 18% from the previous year.
We haven't talked a lot about plant-based meat lately, but Beyond Meat is hoping a new healthier burger will help their sales. The company had a rough first quarter. Revenue fell 18%. It was the company's eighth straight quarter of year-over-year revenue declines.
So didn't you say jobless claims were up this morning, which I guess the market's like?
Yeah, it's that interest rate thing again.
Right. So the Dow is up 190, which is 0.5%. We're at 39,247. S&P's up 17. That's 0.3%. The Nasdaq up 31, which is 0.2%.
They just think if the economy is slowing, that maybe the feds will change their mind and lower rates here in the near future.
Cross your fingers.
Redwood Road, 6200 South. Better avoid that spot. It's completely closed down in the north direction. We'll check it all with traffic and weather together next.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. You may have heard that mortgage rates have come down over the last several months. While they are still higher than a few years ago, the change has brought some opportunities. Some simple math can help determine whether a refinance will be beneficial to you even with a higher rate than you currently have. This can happen when you knock off enough other high interest debt to lower your overall payments. We can go over this with you to see if it makes sense for your situation. We are currently saving many clients several hundred dollars per month in payments using this strategy. And if you refinance using an FHA or VA loan, you will be eligible for a streamlined refinance when rates come down further. That's a win-win. Call us today to see if this would benefit you. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289115.
If you've got a honey-do list with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects on it, Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
Warmer weather is here, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds or more in the next 40 days. That's right, at least 20 pounds in as little as 40 days. That's the Skinny Utah 20-Pound Promise, where they customize every plan because no two bodies are alike. Their proven programs are 100% natural. There are never any prepackaged meals or shakes to buy, and never any dangerous shots, drugs, or hormones. At Skinny Utah, they teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store. Take the first step to a healthier new you. And schedule your free weight loss strategy session at skinnyutah.com. A $300 value. Absolutely free. Skinny Utah has offices in Centerville, Draper, and Orem. And they're extending their couple special where the second person is half price. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. That's skinnyutah.com. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed.
That's lower than most big box stores.
These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury. We'll be right back.
8:59 emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Andy?
Well, Amanda, they've closed off northbound Redwood between 6200 South and 215 because of a really bad crash. Now I'm starting to wonder if they're going to close southbound Redwood as well. I haven't seen any traffic come underneath 215 in a little bit now. Huge backups on 6200 South, Redwood itself, and on 2700 West between 62 and 5400 South as people look for alternates. Aubrey?
Eastbound slowing after the North Interchange and heading into downtown Salt Lake, and a little bit of eastbound slowing in Weber Canyon from South Weber into Mountain Green. Eric?
We do have some slowing between Bluffdale exit and Bangor Highway for your northbound I-15 going into Draper. Further up ahead, a new crash at the South Interchange, and that's backing things up. Even before you get to 7200 South, it's going to slow down quite a bit. Once you get past that, no major problems getting up to downtown Salt Lake City. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to be a high of 64 later this afternoon. It's kind of funny. We've just changed those two numbers. It's 46 with all those clouds in Salt Lake City.
A lot of opinions about teachers' salaries. More coming up with David Dujanovic.